Avodas El Shir number 7. Tonight is actually Rosh Chodesh El, whereas they used to say in Yeshiva, Elo! To properly approach the holy days of El, we must first define their intrinsic essence and source in the Torah. By understanding the true nature of this month, we can focus on practical methods to maximize our spiritual growth and capitalize on the unique potential of these days. In Parshas Ki Tse, Devarim Chaf Aleph, Yod through Yud Gimel, or Devarim 21:10-13, Torah outlines the laws of a Eishes Sifas Torah, a captive woman. And the pasuk says of their bachsa as a via ves ima yerach yamin, and she shall bewail her father and her mother a month of days. The Zohar on this pasuk, Parshas Ki Tse 96b, reveals that this pasuk allegorically refers to the period when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended the mountain. The crying for a month of days in this pasuk represents the intense crying, pleading, and begging of Moshe Rabbeinu as he beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael for the sin of the Egel Azov, the golden calf. Though Klal Yisrael was initially distant from Hashem following the sin, Moshe's tefillos during these 40 days, culminating in Klal Yisrael's fast at Yom Kippur, restored complete devakus, attachment, and closeness to Hashem, just as a captive woman ultimately becomes a wife after the process the Torah prescribes. So too, after these days of Moshe's tefillos, Klal Yisrael returned in tshuva and was reunited as a quote-unquote wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they received the second set of luchos. Reb Chaim Vital, in his commentary, Eitz Das Toiv, on this parasha, Kiseitze, on the words of the Zohar, explains that because this month was established as a period when Moshe pleaded for forgiveness, it became an internal Zaman Tshuva, a time for repentance. These 40 days are designated as a time when Tfilosoi Nishma'as, the Shari Tshuva Pesuchim, tefillos are accepted and the gates of tshuva are wide open, offering extraordinarily heavenly assistance to anyone seeking to do tshuva in return. The primary rabbinic remez allusion for this month of El is found in the famous pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, 6:3, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li haroya b'sheshanim. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. This verse describes a profound mutual love, closeness, and devotion between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David Jeraham, he explains the Rashi Tevis and the Seifi Tevis of these words. The initial letters, Anila Doidiv Noyalis, spell out the words El, which is the Remez, and the Seifi Tevis, the final letters of each word has a Yud, which is four Yuds, 4 × 10 = 40, which is the 40 days of Rosh Chodesh El through Yom Kippur. The Matei Moshe, quoting the Avodah Zarah, elaborates that if Bnei Yisrael yearn to behold the goodness of Hashem, liris b'tov Hashem, referring obviously to Olam Haba, and return with complete repentance, a tshuva shleima, their desire and efforts will be accepted during these 40 days, starting on Rosh Chodesh El. The Rekeach on Shir HaShirim, on this pasuk, also identifies Anila Doidi Doidi as the acronym of El, as we mentioned. He notes that the numerical value of the gematria of the final word Li is Lamed Yud, which is also 40, pointing directly to the 40 days of El and the Aseres Mei Tshuva. The Marach Ar Zerua in Siman 1:12 states that Tshuva in El is uniquely accepted because Hashem is exceedingly close during this month, creating boundless potential for closeness. Rav Chaim Vital, again in Eitz Das Toiv, explains that during El Ki Oz Nehepach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedid V'Oyiv El Ha'odam Hashav B'Tshuva. For then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a close friend and beloved companion to the person who returns in Tshuva. This intense closeness built over these 40 days culminates in Chag HaSukkos, Yom Tov HaSukkos, referred to as the Chag HaOsef, representing the ultimate union with the bridegroom. The chasan and the bride, the kala, are gathered together in complete love. To translate these high spiritual concepts into actionable daily life during El, Chai Adam, and Klal 138:1 rules, L'chein yarbe b'chol achoydesh b'tshuva b'tfilu b'tzedakah. Therefore, throughout the entire month, a person should increase his tshuva, his tfilo, and his tzedakah. To summarize this mindset, it's a month of love and friendship. El is not a month of intimidation. but a time when Hashem acts as our Yedid V'Oyev, our beloved friend, eagerly awaiting our return. 40 days of open gates. Rooted in Moshe Rabbeinu's 40 days on the mountain, these days offer unprecedented heavenly assistance for tshuva. Maximize El by actively increasing your daily investment in tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh.